Thank you, Chuck. All right, so U.S. Bank Stadium. I went to the Luke Bryan concert the other night with my daughter. Phenomenal place. I'd been there on a tour once before. All I kept thinking about is where Cordero was going to be standing for the opening kickoff, where Blair was going to kick the ball and kick off, where we're going to punt the ball directionally. No, it was it's a beautiful venue. It was a great place to see a concert. It's going to be more fun on next Sunday afternoon.
How did you feel about the acoustics in that venue?
I thought it was great. It got loud in there. And I guess somebody said it was either 46,000, 47,000 people or something like that. It was really, really loud in there. And, you know, I couldn't really hear for about 2 hours afterwards. So I was driving home with my daughter and couldn't hear a word. She was trying to talk to me about stuff. But it was a fun place to see the concert. So it was a good, great venue.
Did you get a feeling for some of that, too, because of the fact that you're going to be communicating with people, the noise? I mean, all this is going to be new for everybody.
Well, I think we've been in loud stadiums before. You know, we're in the Metrodome, got pretty loud in there, too. So any indoor stadium, obviously, is going to be louder than a normal outdoor stadium. The communication is usually pretty good because we do most of it on the sideline. Any communication that has to be done at the line of scrimmage for our punt team or punt return or whatever, that'll be something you'll have to get used to the noise factor as well. But most of the guys have been in that type of situation before. We should be okay.
In practice, it looked like Cordero was taking some punt return reps. Is that an actual possibility, or is it more the normal punt returners were working as gunners?
Well, both, a little bit of both. You know, Cordero's been back there as a punt returner a couple of reps in the last couple of years, mainly as a, maybe not as a decoy, maybe as a reverse or a fake reverse type thing. We've had him back there. So we'll put him back there from time to time. And he's got the ability, obviously, to, you know, he catches the ball in the open field. He's got a chance for a big play.
How do you kind of decide whether you want to do something like that or not in a game?
It depends on, you know, how we're doing on punt return, how well we're returning the ball, the punt team that we're playing, how, you know, how they cover. You know, a lot of different factors go into play there, just like any other game plan decision that we make.
It would seem like there was quite a bit of focus on punt drills today. What do you feel like was just accomplished or focused on today?
Well, with Jeff, you know, I think he's had a very solid first two games of the preseason. He's hitting the ball very well. We have to work on some of the situational type punts, and we did talk a little bit about that today. We actually did that in practice. And then we focus on his drop. The more consistent his drop, like any young punter, the more successful he'll be, because he's got a great leg swing. He's come back bigger and stronger than he's ever have been before. So I'm looking forward to Jeff continuing on here. Now that we're going indoors too, you know, I think he had two really good outdoor games, although it wasn't very windy. But I'm looking forward to him going indoors to see what he can do, directional playing as well.
Mike, is there just a technique thing that he needs to work on with some of those situational punts, being able to pin people deep?
Yeah, I think so. The other night he hit them almost too well, the couple that actually end up being touchbacks. You know, he's got to maybe drop it a little bit higher, get a little bit more hang time, a little bit less distance. But those are things that, you know, we've been working on. And to be quite honest, we didn't have a chance to work on them most of the time last year because of the, you know, the venue that we were kicking and punting in. So we focused more on that all spring long, all summer long, and we'll continue to do that into the season.
I mean, is he at a point where, I mean, you talked about the beginning of the preseason where he needed to have a good camp, good preseason. In your mind, is he kind of on that track?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the big test, obviously, Ben, is in the games, and I think he's responded very well. And we did have the two touchbacks, but we've also pinned our opponent inside the 20 seven times in two games. And some of that is some plus 50 punting. Other have been, you know, he's really hit the ball quite well. And guys have gone down, and other than the one glitch we had against Cincinnati late in the game, we've covered punts pretty well.
How has Trey Roberson been looking on special team, converted quarterback? Maybe he didn't play many special teams in college.
You know, I don't think he played any. I think Trey, I really like him, and like a lot of the young rookies, he's eager. He's tough. He was fighting through a hand injury. He actually broke that hand in the second quarter against Cincinnati and then continued to play. And I didn't know that. Found out after the fact. So, you know, he's tough. He's very smart. Everything's new to him, but he's very eager to learn, and he's worked very hard in his technique, and he's come a long way since he got here in the spring.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the water.